Gimel Mishnah Bav, Nishba Levato is a mitzvah below Bito. But somebody who makes the Shvuah to be Mevato a mitzvah, not to do something his Mechuyev to do, and he is over on the Shvuah and is not Mevato the mitzvah, he does the mitzvah. Even so, he is Pater from a Shvuah's Bitoy, and the Shvuah would not go into effect against what the Torah says. He is Chayev, though, for a Shvuah Shav, a false Shvuah, as this is a Shvuah Shav to make a Shvuah that you will not do something you're Mechuyev to do. Lekayim v'lokiyim pater. Somebody who makes the Shvuah to be Mekayim a mitzvah, to do something he's Mechuyev to do, and he is over on the Shvuah, and he does not do the mitzvah, he is pater entirely in this case, as the Shvuah does not go into effect, since he's anyway Mechuyev to do the mitzvah. Shehaya b'din sheyei chayev k'dibrei Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Although there is a Kal v'chomer that you should be chayev in this case, where you made a Shvuah to be Mekayim a mitzvah, even so, your pater according to the Tanakhama. Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira goes on to say the Kal v'chomer that you should be chayev in this case where you made a shvuah to be mekayim a mitzvah. Ma'im harishut she'eno mushba aleha mahar sinah. If by a case of a shvuah harishut, the shvuah does not involve a mitzvah, that you did not take a shvuah on har sinai to do this davar harishut, harehu chayev aleha. Even so, if you take a shvuah to do this davar harishut and you're over on the shvuah, you're chayev. Mitzvah shehu mushba aleha mahar sinah. In a case where you take a shvuah that you'll do a mitzvah, that you had already taken a shvuah on Har Sinai to do this mitzvah, and you're over on the shvuah, eino din she'e chayev aleha. Certainly, in this case, you should be chayev, since you took a shvuah now, and you also took a shvuah on Har Sinai. Amru lo, the Chachamim responded to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, lo, that's not the case. Im amarta b'shvuah t'rishut. A shvuah t'rishut is different than a shvuah mitzvah. Shekein asa b'lav k'hein, by a shvuah t'rishut, you have the possibility of lav or hein, not to do the rishut, or yeah, to do the rishus, as the pasuk says, lahara o lahetiv, you should have the possibility to do either negative or positive. Tomar b'shvuah mitzvah shlo aso b'lav kehen, as opposed to a shvuah where you're going to do a mitzvah, as you do not have the possibility of lav and hain to go either way, either negative or positive. She'em nishba levato v'lo bito pater. As in a case where you take a shvuah not to do the mitzvah, and you're over on the shvuah and did the mitzvah, you'd be pater. As Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira agrees, in a case where you take a shvuah not to do the mitzvah, and you're over, then you'd be pater. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira only holds that in a case where you take a shvuah to do the mitzvah, and you're over, you're chayav. So therefore, you don't have the possibility of lahara o lahetiv, to do either negative or positive. As in a case of lahara, where you won't do the mitzvah, you would be pater. So therefore, when you take a shvuah to yes do the mitzvah, you should also be pater, since you do not have both possibilities in this case. Masechet Shvuot, Parak Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. Shvuah shelo ochal kikur zeh, shvuah shelo ochlena, shvuah shelo ochlena. Somebody who takes a shvuah that he will not eat this kikur, this piece of bread, and then he takes another shvuah that he will not eat it, and a third shvuah again that he will not eat it, but ochla. And he was over on the shvuah, and he ate the kikur, eino chayev ela achaz, his only chayev for one of the shvuahs, as we have a klal ein shvuah chal. One shvuah cannot go into effect on top of another shvuah. Once he took one shvuah, when he makes another shvuah, that shvuah does not go into effect. Now, even though the shvuah shlo ochal kikur zu is a bit different than the shvuah of shlo ochlena, as shlo ochal kikur zu infers that he will not eat even one kezayin from the kikur, and the shvuah shlo ochlena infers that he will not eat the whole kikur, even so the second shvuah is not chal, as the second shvuah is included in the first shvuah. As the first shvuah says, he won't even eat one kezayin. Certainly, he won't eat the whole thing, so therefore, his only chayav once. But if he makes the shvuah in the opposite way, that he first says, shvuah shlo ochlena, that I will not eat the whole kikur, and then he says, shvuah shlo ochal kikur zu, I will not eat even one kezayin from this kikur, the second shvuah would go into effect on top of the first shvuah in this case, as the second shvuah includes what the first shvuah does not. As the second shvuah infers that he will not even eat one kezayis, so therefore, in that case, when he eats the first kezayis, he would be chayav for the second shvuah of lo'ochal kikur zu, and then when he eats the whole kikur, he would be chayav for the first shvuah that the first shvuah said he won't eat the whole kikur, and therefore he would be chayav twice in that case. Zuhi shvuah bitoy shechayavin avdona makis v'ashigigasach korban ola v'yorid. The case of shvuah lo'ochal kikur is a case of shvuah bitoy, a shvuah of lahara o lahetiv, to do something positive or negative, where if you're over on the Shvuah B'mezid, you're chayav Malkus, and if you're over on the Shvuah B'shogeg, you're chayav to bring a Korban Ola B'yorek, which is that if you're rich, you bring a Behema for a Korban. If you're not rich, you bring an oak for a Korban, and if you're very poor, you only have to bring a Mincha. Shvuah Shav, somebody who is over on a Shvuah Shav, we'll see in the next Mishnah what a Shvuah Shav is, chayavim azdona Makis, if you're over on the Shvuah B'mezid, you're chayav Malkus, Ba'al Shigigas al Pater. If you're over on the Shvuah B'shogeg, you're pater entirely. You do not have to bring a korban for being over B'shogeg on a Shvuah Shav.